This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
She said she too young, don't want no man. So she gon' call her friends, and that's a plan.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with the hour three of the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. You guys can get in on the live chat there. Thanks again to Peter Pratt for joining us. Marlins Uncorked. You guys get to go check out his podcast. We got Rats Off a Ship coming up later on this hour. Leroy, can we get a weather update from
sure
the...
Can.
DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com, free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesmin and Dover. Illegal knees.
Oh, wow. Mm. We got a little change in direction. Seems like the winds are coming more out of the west by me. Southwest.
Oh.
Perhaps at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. It is a little overcast, partly cloudy, if you want to call it that. Looks like we have the same chance of rain we had yesterday. Nothing serious, but you might get a shower here and there. And right now, I would say it's right around 80 degrees.
How'd you do, Frog Boy? He did excellent. It is a mixture of cloudy skies with a few showers this afternoon, just like you mentioned. Winds coming out of the south at around 14 miles per hour. It is currently listed at 84 degrees, but be on the lookout because you could potentially be waking up to 50-something degree weather tomorrow.
Wow.
Not you. Maybe even the 40s.
What?
I don't know. You're crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, because you up north.
Good. Glad I got to the nut early this week, huh?
Okay. You up north.
That's good.
So, by the way, I got physical. I've been getting physical therapy because of my back.
Okay.
And my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And the young lady folded me up like a pretzel today.
Ooh.
Wow. And I was like, mm-mm. She's like,
no.
No. Well, you're not going to be able to do it right away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I say, let me tell you something. We could be at that for the next 2 months. I don't think I'm ever going to be able to do that. Then they say, hey, you ever thought about yoga? Mm-mm.
Yoga. Oh, yeah. I can see Leroy.
So maybe I'm not.
He's high as a kite, yogi.
She didn't say do ayahuasca then.
All yogis are high as a
do
kite.
Yoga.
Come on, dude. Yeah. Let's be real about it. They're all on another planet.
For sure.
They all got that look, right?
They do.
Why else would you agree to do yoga?
Hey, boo-boo, let's do the crane.
Because, I mean, the best part about it is it helps you without having to lift weights or whatever. It helps your body, you know, get in its proper
you know, all the stretches, get your body lined up and stuff like that, and yeah. strengthen your body without weights. Mm. So the theory behind it is great, but I'm a bound up ball of string, and I don't know if my body is ready for that next step of flexibility.
Wow. So Jimmy Butler,
you got to take off your socks.
Oof. Jimmy Butler was.
I didn't need that. I didn't need that.
Yeah, look at Frost. Jimmy Butler was in Dubai. He was doing a tour or something like that for Big Face Coffee.
Of course he is, dude.
Of course, SideQuest Jimmy, and he did a stop by on a radio show there, and we got a couple of cuts here for you.
Okay.
First, we have Jimmy Butler talking about being with the Warriors, which he loves so much now. He loves being under Warriors.
Warriors.
Here is Jimmy Butler on now being a Golden State Warrior and how happy he is.
How's it feel to be on the West Coast in the States now, obviously, with the move? So how's that feeling?
Feels good. I think my pocket's going to feel it from the taxes, but, you know, the taxes were great. In Miami, but I'm so happy over there. Organization's top notch. Obviously, you know, I get to play with Steph, so I'm a fan of him. Just like 99.9% of the world, and you know, a chance of winning the championship. What more can you ask for? And Draymond's on the team.
Me and Draymond
get along quite well. Yeah. Play a lot of dominoes.
Yeah, fun. It feels like. I mean, I feel like he's fun as well.
Oh, he's the best. And you don't realize how great he is until actually get on his team, and how smart and how he'll do anything to win, and I respect that the most out of anything. It's all about winning all the time with that dude, and I'm learning.
All right, he's learning. Good for him.
I wonder how long it took him to learn that 8 points in a quarter ain't gonna win a game.
We score points over here in Golden State.
Did you learn that? Are they going to teach him about, I bet you they don't know about third quarter there.
That courtesy of the Chris Fade Show.
Yes.
Which is Virgin Radio in Dubai. He also then was asked by one of the co-hosts about the idea of facing the Miami Heat, which is going to happen in a little over a month. Here is what Jimmy had to say on that upcoming showdown.
I wanted to ask a question that I've always been curious about. I'm a basketball fan growing up watching, but one thing always left me curious was when you get traded, you've been bonded with a team, right? And then you go to another team. Then you got to face your old teammates. What is that feeling like?
I think it's a great feeling because you know everybody. Just like I know their game, they know my game at the same rate. But it's all love. I've been in the trenches with Miami for the past six seasons. And like I tell everybody, the way that they want to beat me and make sure that they beat the Golden State Warriors, I promise you, it's just as personal for me as well. But love those guys over there. Great organization. It didn't end the way that everybody hoped that it would end. But that's just part of the business of basketball. I don't have anything bad to say about that organization.
Nothing bad to say about the organization. Get out of here, dude.
Hey.
What are we even talking about?
Minus one for deception.
Wow. Yeah, there we go, Leroy. Let him have it.
Minus one.
We've been had.
For what deception.
Wait, run amok.
Run amok.
We didn't fall on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock fell on us.
That's right.
I mean, he was trying to be cordial, you know. I mean, what are you guys gonna?
Really?
He's trying to be cordial. Why are you guys gonna be so hostile? You guys gotta learn to like let go of these bad vibes all the time.
Yeah,
you're gonna be drowned by petty.
You know what he is? He's a saboteur.
I'm not a saboteur.
No, Jimmy.
He's a
saboteur.
Oh, dude.
Okay, nothing but love.
He pulled the.
How can you have love for a team you take a one-footed three?
12 days ago.
Nothing says, I don't care, and there's no love like a one-footed three.
Jimmy Butler reveals Pat Riley's behavior was unhinged.
Well, it wasn't from him directly. Unhinged. I mean, it went to a report. It's not like he had a press conference.
Anywhere but here. I'll go anywhere but here.
And guess what?
And you know who started the fireworks? Oh, Mr. 4th of July
Hoban.
Right there.
No, dude, that's not fair.
Hoban did this.
I didn't do anything.
Pat. Oh, Pat. Punting. Pat.
That's the word. Sound like Ron McAfee.
Pat. Jimmy said if he was playing, Boston wouldn't have done nothing.
Whatever you say, Jimmy.
Yes.
What look at Jimmy.
This is like punting. That's you. That was you.
I don't like that you make you make me sound sniveling. I wasn't sniveling.
You were,
oh, you were sniveling.
Wait, you hold on. The only way you can go to another guy talking about what somebody else said as far as he's concerned is sniveling. When you went to Pat, Jimmy said, sniveling. Then when you go back to Jimmy and say, Pat said, that's sniveling.
It's not sniveling, dude. It wasn't sniveling.
Have you talked to Pat?
What do you mean? Isn't that a fair question?
Yeah, punting. Talk to Pat.
Right. So you were doing all of the things to fuel this fire.
Jay says I'm
You may have not have caused it. But you made everybody aware of each other's conversations, thus lighting it.
Jay says, I'm so disappointed in our Pope Petty letting this guy slide.
Yeah.
Fix it, dude.
Mm. Yes. You are, like, I can't even look at you right now.
What do you mean?
Two-faced.
I'm not two-faced.
You're going after everybody.
Mm.
And now you, Jimmy, I don't know why I'm not mad at Jimmy.
I don't know why I'm not mad at him. I can only feel how I feel.
He sabotaged your favorite team more than any other person.
But they should have known that they were in bed with a rattlesnake. Like it's almost like you're getting mad for having a coastal home living by a hurricane.
They helped the scorpion across the creek.
Dude, you were sitting here and you live on the coast and you're like, I don't think I'm going to buy hurricane insurance this year. Mm. It's like, yeah, you know, like. Like, I should be more mad at him. I understand that. I should be.
You've gotten more upset over people that have done a teensy-weensy bit of what Jimmy did.
No.
Yes, you have.
Like who?
Yes, you have.
Me. You fired me twice yesterday.
Right to fire.
So wait. How long did you carry the LeBron Petty?
Probably till D Wade came back.
And guess what? And LeBron didn't demand a trade. He was just a free agent.
I think that's what goes into it, right? Like the behavior, objectively, if I was to look at this from 10,000 feet, okay? Objectively.
Which you're not.
I think I am.
No, you're not.
Objectively, Jimmy's behavior, much worse than LeBron's. Much worse.
Then why do you hate LeBron so much?
I think it was the surprise. Like, it's always the way you leave, not the fact that you
left. I was surprised by Jimmy's actions, too, when he said, I'm just go out and hoop.
I wasn't that surprised, though. I wasn't that surprised. Like, what?
Did you go, mm-mm, he's lying.
That's exactly how I felt when he walked off that court with the BGs. I saw the guy's ankle snap, and they're like.
That was after the fact.
No, it was before.
I'm saying. This was when he said he wasn't happy after that stuff.
When
the season started, when they were asking
him
about.
I know that, but like, and I thought there was a part of me that definitely thought, because I'm telling you, like, the vibes around the team were good. I think that's why Tyler's been a little bit hurt about it, because remember him and Tyler, like, who's one? Who's one? A? You, goochie, goochie, goo. They were like loving each other. And then all of a sudden, Jimmy's like, nah, rats up a ship. So I should be more mad at him. I don't know why I'm not. I think it's because I just expected it.
Phony.
I'm not a phony.
You're a phony.
I feel how I feel.
Listen, these actions deserve repercussions.
What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I don't know, but I don't want to say, bro, I love you, Jimmy.
I don't love him. I don't love him.
No.
I don't love him.
A fraud.
I'm not a fraud, dude.
This is what you're doing. This is what you're doing. I can't quit you, Jimmy.
He's just a rascal.
That's what you're doing.
He's just a rascal. He's just a rascal.
You know, he's just having a good time. He said, you got me in the taxes, Riles. Listen, I hope that he beat him by 40. I do. Mm. I want him to get drop kicked when they come here.
Maybe we'll be the new Minnesota. He didn't beat Minnesota for a while.
He didn't beat Minnesota for a while. That is true. Hopefully, man. It's all we have at this point.
I don't know why.
I'm just saying.
You're letting him off the hook.
Dude. I'm not letting him off
you
the
have,
hook.
You are.
I'm not letting him off. Hold on. Hold on. I said from the jump that I would have paid him. They didn't. Okay. When he pulled his antics, I said from jump, you can't bring him back. Okay. Then they brought him back, which was ridiculous. And then, crazy, Jimmy tanked again. And then finally they came to their senses and like, oh, we can't bring him back. I didn't like what he did to his teammates. I thought it was rotten. You do that to Bam? All those years you go to the finals with Bam Adebayo right by your side? And you go, I did it myself. Oh, boo. Okay, best two-way player in the league out there, best defender in the league, like he wasn't there. You saddled us with Kyle Lowry. I mean, took Goran's number from him with this fat point guard who won't score, won't take any shots, and then he, hold on. And then he had a little pity party. Oops, Bo, I'm not starting anymore. And so we had to trade his sour puss ass for a guy whose neck lasted like 3 weeks.
Lowry.
All of these moves are catalysts because you wanted Kyle Lowry here, Jimmy. All of them.
Man, and you still let him off the hook.
But 56 points, dude. I mean, that was awesome.
You still let him off the hook.
Oh, what a moment that was.
Let me tell you something. There's a lesson to be learned in sports. Yesterday's Jimmy ain't today's Jimmy.
You better hope
you,
not.
You tend to look at a guy that's had moments of greatness, and I'm not disputing that one bit.
Seems like you dispute.
And you take that as the norm forever.
Sometimes I think you treat Jimmy Butler like Jay Crowder.
No, I don't.
I feel like you do.
No, I don't.
I kind of feel like you do, though.
No, I don't.
I think sometimes you treat him like he's Jay Crowder.
Here's what I did. I tried to understand the situation for what it was. That's with no bias towards Jimmy, no bias towards the Heat. And I understand Jimmy wanted his money. But I understand why Pat wouldn't give it to him. Mm-hmm. Because we can't have you playing the amount of games you want to play to keep ending up in the play-in. You can't do it. So, when the season started and Jimmy started talking about it, oh, I guess I'm going to play all the games. It is what it is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And Pat was like, cool. But then he didn't. So, in this whole situation, Pat should be furious because not only did he lie, but he went out of his way to sabotage the whole situation.
But here's the thing I would say that is it's not the Heat's fault because obviously Jimmy was the unprofessional one here, okay?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But what I always say with an organization is it's your job to know whether or not you really have a handle on something. And
right.
And I keep saying that the Heat
should have traded him in the summer.
They had an arrogance about themselves with all of this, thinking
like
he's not going to do it to us. And they keep getting their asses beat because they're arrogant. And they think, we're the Heat. We're a first-class organization. I understand it's earned. Championships, finals trips, all that stuff. Developed two-way guys into near conference champions. I'm not saying that they haven't earned some arrogance, but you have to understand where that arrogance is blinding you sometimes. And you guys thought that because Jimmy was older, you guys had passed with Jimmy, you had good trips with Jimmy, you thought Jimmy wasn't going to be Jimmy. Wrong.
So here's what the Heat did. In the last 6 years, they helped Jimmy across the river. And then when he got on the other side,
they were the frog.
Yep.
And he was the scorpion.
What do you mean by that?
Correct.
And we know about frogs. They're losers.
No, okay, hold on. There's no need.
But again, even, see, in all of this, I think the only person who was unprofessional was Jimmy. You can say whatever you want about the Heat and what they should have done, okay? But they don't owe anybody a contract past the current one.
But he said he has love. He said that.
He's saying, you know why? He's saying that now that he's getting his money. Like, money make you feel better. It don't fix all your issues, but I tell you what, it make you feel all warm and fuzzy when you don't have to worry about stuff.
It would do a lot better for me if, like, he threw up a clunker. Like, if the Warriors could just, you know, well, get their asses
here's,
kicked.
Here's the other thing. Here's the other thing you have to understand. Jimmy is probably in a more comfortable role than he's been in a lot of his career. Being that everybody knows Steph is the guy, and he's playing off of Steph. He's getting the mismatches because they're concentrating on Steph. So he has more room to operate than when he was the number one on any other team.
That's fine, but that's not a Heat. That's on the Heat. That's not on Jimmy, who they put around him.
Yeah, I mean, sure.
We'll take a break. We got another big one coming up tomorrow. Get into that coming up next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
They are who we thought they were, and we let them off the hook.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Look.
We got to get on to ice hockey.
Oh, man. Welcome back, everybody. Time for a little cat talk. Brought to you by Hollywood Kia at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in South Florida, in all of Florida, not just South Florida, in all of Florida. Get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. As tomorrow, four nations become two.
Yeah.
And if Canada loses,
yeah,
they're the 51st state. And them's the rules. Well, I think that's what started all of this in the first place, is why things have gotten so testy. Because we got to talk a little ice hockey.
Huh. Still only 50 states, huh?
Still only 50 states, dude. Only 50 states. But tomorrow, yeah, this one is for the hockey world.
Yeah.
The hockey world will be watching.
Yeah.
What a perfect thing, man. This NHL. I mean, they've gotten...
They did it.
They nailed
they
it.
They hit lightning in a bottle.
Lightning in a bottle, dude. And it is fun.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't basketball do this?
I don't know. Maybe because
versus Europe, or break it up in four teams.
I definitely don't think you could do it every year. Because Ooh. They did just have the Olympics. We kind of just did this. But I do think that basketball has gotten so international that they definitely could do an element of this. But I think also, you know, like, I'm honestly, like, so impressed how the Americans are playing. They're lighting these teams up, and I'm like, man, pretty impressive. Because
you mean the Florida Panthers?
Oh, I mean, the Panthers are littered all over this place.
All over all these teams.
Littered, dude. Littered. Littered all over it. Yeah.
I just wish they wouldn't fight each other.
Mm-mm. Well, look, Sam Bennett just wakes out of bed. He expects it, you know.
Yeah, but he had to fight Brady because he couldn't fight Matthew.
Yeah, that's right. That would have been too weird. I mean, Paul Maurice would have been furious.
Look, like coming back to the facility to say, "See how I kicked your brother's ass."
You want to be like, how do you think that's going to go with Bill Zito going down to the locker room afterwards? He goes, "Really, man? There, every other guy on the team, you had to fight one of the Sams."
Come on.
Brady Tkachuk seems like he fights the Panthers every time they face anyway. Like, yeah. I think he's like, please bring me.
Business is.
You know that Brady Tkachuk's looking at the Panthers, right? And you know he's like tapping on the window. He's like, please. Please get me out of Canada. Like, how many times do you think that his brother's FaceTiming him from the ocean?
Oh, my goodness.
He's like,
you definitely rub it in with your brothers.
How's Ottawa? He goes, oh, yeah, that's tough. He goes, are you at the elbow room again? No. He goes, you are, aren't you? I got to go. Sorry. Oysters are here. Like, what is the thing that in Ottawa that could make Matthew Tkachuk jealous? Maybe only when it's just a gazillion degrees down here.
Best thing about Ottawa is...
What is the best thing in Ottawa? What does Brady Tkachuk have on Matthew Tkachuk that he can throw his way?
Isn't Ottawa is west, right?
I'm very bad at my Canada. I know
above Seattle.
I know Toronto's east.
That's Vancouver.
Toronto's east. Vancouver's all the way west, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm guessing Ottawa is above Minnesota.
Let us find out where Ottawa is. As of right now, the best thing they got, the top 10 things to do in Ottawa. This is not fun.
Ketchup chips.
Parliament Hill.
What the hell's that?
It's like equivalent to going to like the DC monument, I'm assuming. Like something political. If that's the best thing to do in your spot, like do this political thing.
I'm not into going to monuments.
What do we care? Who cares?
Ottawa is north of us, you idiot.
North.
You said north of us? Yeah. Everything is north of us.
Waddle Baby Waddle says, Bill Zito needs to use this time to tamper. I don't feel like he has to tamper with Brady.
Like, I don't think he has to tamper.
If there was a means of getting Brady Tkachuk on the Panthers, which is going to be very hard, if there was a means to get him, I'm pretty sure he'd be sold on coming down here. Mm-hmm. Something tells me that wouldn't be too hard to sell. It's just like, what are you going to do? Are you gonna trade Barkov for him? Never going to happen. So, and they even talked about it. They're like, we probably know it's never going to happen.
Oh, gross. Ottawa's right above, like, Buffalo area.
They're like Bills fans?
Yeah, they're right above New York, Vermont. Like, gross.
So Brady's sitting there. He's like, I'm watching Josh Allen. He goes, oh, yeah, that's tough.
Tough.
You know, He goes, are you on a flume in the ocean right now? Yeah, it's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday, dude. Anyway, I got to take my golf cart to practice.
So great.
They all ride their golf carts to practice.
They've had some different kind of swag. They're wearing robes.
But do you understand why this makes, to be honest with you, this is the thing.
Who's going
to
tell them they can't?
This is the thing that makes Canada furious right now. Like, when they're not only going to lose this game tomorrow night, right, which is nation versus nation, but this is what makes them insane, where all of the good teams are, like, these vacation spots in America. It's not even the Bostons or the New Yorks anymore. It's like, because at least they also have to be cold and miserable. No original sixes. It's like, it's Florida, Tampa, Vegas. And they're like, this is, do you know how incensed a Canadian hockey fan has to be watching this? And Tkachuk was like basically telling him, he goes, I'm sick of being in Calgary. I don't want to be here anymore. I want to be by the ocean, and I want to be with the Florida Panthers. And the guy's got the two Stanley Cups, and maybe has two rings if he doesn't have a crack sternum in the first one.
Yeah, it's hard. Like, it's hard. Like, is hockey the only sport where you can say, because most of the other things are one game samples, or, you know, you lose your, say, losing Tyler Hero in a finals when he's been cooking.
Right.
Right. But with hockey, if you lose your best player, you can't say you didn't have a chance to win without him. Like football, there's teams that have lost a key player but got beat down anyway, and you're like, I don't care if he was playing. You wasn't winning that game.
Dude, he was cooking that playoffs, though. Man, he had like every clutch goal. But now, the most clutch thing he'll do is skate for our country. The United States.
Did you see some of the prop bets?
No.
I was looking at the prop bets they sent us.
A little sweetener.
There's some value.
Little chili pepper?
Some good value.
A Tkachuk parlay? I did say, though, it did say that Tkachuk, that Brady, I think he wasn't on the ice this morning. Matthew was.
Would you like a little taste?
We'll get to it in a little bit. But first, Leroy, you know, after this, and the blood, sweat, and tears is going to be there, you're going to want to clean your clothes. Okay, you're going to want to clean your clothes. And if you're going to do that, you're going to want to go to the best dry cleaners in all of South Florida, Leroy. And that is our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners, 40 plus years owned and run, Leroy.
Yes. Give Ira a call, fan of the show, 954-610-9383. They have a seamstress on site, so they can do same day alterations. But again, he ain't going in there to build the suit. So you got to give him a call to see, tell him what you need. They deliver. They service all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beaches. And if you use us, if you use Tobin and Leroy, say you heard it here, you get 25% off your order. But you got to give Ara a call, because we don't know what the pricing is. We just know what he does, how he does it, and how he does it in a timely fashion. If you want to know the exacts of it, the cost, how long it'll take, just give him a call or text him.
It's direct, baby.
954-610-9383.
It's direct, baby. You got kids' school dances coming up, maybe a family reunion or get-together. You got to look coming up.
Prom's coming up.
They got all kinds of dance. We got a sweetheart dances still going on, man. We got quinceañeras coming up. We got all kinds of family get-togethers coming up. You want to look right. You got Easter, weddings coming up.
Easter
will be up there before you know it. Call our friends over at A&T Dry Cleaners. Ara will take care of you guys. 40-plus years, family-owned and run. They cover all of South Florida, Dade, Broward, and Southern Palm Beach counties. Again, that number one more time, 954-610-9383. Back with more after this. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
I've been watching. And I dream of you.
You know what really makes it for me, Leroy, is you chewing between all the humming.
Yeah, it really
it's
was.
It's the crunching for me.
Oh, I thought it was a sandwich.
The crunching does not get in the way of that falsetto, though.
I disagree. I disagree. I think there were some falsetto speed bumps. The Renaissance Festival.
I'm having a good time. There was a good song, and I was enjoying it.
The food or the song?
Both.
What are you eating?
Double dip, baby.
The Renaissance Festival is back in South Florida. WQM is your chance to win tickets. Travel back in time to the 16th century. More than 100 artisans selling their crafts and 100 performers for your chance to win. Go to WQM.com. Go to the contest page and register. Hello, Jennifer.
Hello.
Hello.
Let us get to Rattle for Shrimp.
Let's.
Frog Boy?
Rats
Start
off a
with
ship.
Number one.
Game six.
Tobin's love for Jimmy Butler, even though he's
Rats off a ship.
That's right. Rats off a ship.
You want my love for Jimmy Butler to be a topic?
Yes.
I'm rats off a ship on my love for Jimmy Butler, but I can't help it. I don't know what to tell you.
No, you're not.
I don't know what to tell you.
What exactly does that even mean?
That makes no sense.
It does.
That
it does
no
make
sense. Sense.
It does make sense.
No, rats it doesn't.
I wish I was rats off a ship. I just feel the way I feel. What do you want me to do?
I'm rats off a ship. You're a phony. You have gone after guys for far less than what Jimmy did. Mm. You're a fraud. Rats off a ship.
Rats off a ship.
You're lashing out today, dude.
No, that was a great number one, Leroy.
Don't be mad at me because you're a phony.
I'm not a phony.
Really? You have gone after players and people.
Oh, that's just because you're
less than what Jimmy
you're in the
did.
Bag for LeBron. I was hard on LeBron for leaving. Big deal. It was 10 years ago. Get over it, dude. But it's the only example that you have.
Jimmy
I feel
sabotaged the whole organization.
Sabotaged a Pels game. No bigs, dude. LeBron sabotaged a finals.
Luis said, you love who you love.
You love who you love.
Okay, Montoya.
I don't know her name.
Jimmy, por favor. Hey, meanwhile, the way she was acting, she's still hooking up with everybody on the damn island.
Well, he
still
is.
Have been dead.
But he is too. They just keep having sex with other people in front of each other.
What's going on with
but
this
now
show?
It's become, you know, it's they're a lot more callous now.
Ah.
All right, so Marcos, you yes. Where are you on my love for Jimmy Butler?
Your love for Jimmy Butler. I guess I'm rats off a ship, I think. Not sure.
Rats off a ship.
Yeah, because you know what? I don't like you still loving him.
I don't love him. I just am not mad at him as like as much as
I don't understand. That with all of the stuff that has happened here, you are the only one mm-hmm. that has said, I don't know why I'm not mad at him. Why
can't I? That's not love. That's just not anger.
No, that's love.
It's not love.
Really?
That's love.
That's love.
Jennifer, where are your rats?
Do you love him still because he loves your eyes?
It was very nice of him to say that.
Now he loves Steph eyes.
He didn't give you a side eye, though.
Wow. Betrayal of the eyes.
Yep.
Steph does have nice eyes.
He does have nice eyes.
Jerry says, what is love?
Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.
We got to do the thing for
him. But he did.
I mean, JFA, you ever think that Pat is the one that hurt me?
No.
Because I wanted Pat to pay Jimmy Butler. So Pat's technically the one who hurt me. Plus, he didn't get me Dame.
Technically, really? You made Pat mad at
Jimmy. No, see, that's the thing. Is Pat Riley gets to use me as his meat shield, but he felt
meat
how he
shield.
Felt.
Meat shield. Disturbing.
If he wants to use me as a meat shield because, ooh, you made me feel mad at
that
Jimmy Butler.
Blocking a nuclear weapon.
You felt.
Jesus.
Get down! Wow. Do you guys see there's an asteroid heading for Earth?
Is there?
It's, yeah. It's like six. It's more than 6 years from now.
How many years?
I don't even know.
I think it is like 6 years from now. I think you're right, but I think like the percentages keep going up that it's going to hit us.
Whoa. Is it big?
Well, didn't it say it was like around the equator, around South America?
Hmm.
Or Africa? Something like that.
Hmm. Can we change it and like send it to Boston?
I just said let's move America.
Just diverted and hits the TD Garden.
Exactly.
After tomorrow, of course.
Yes, of course.
After tomorrow.
6 years from now.
Isn't it like 100 million miles away? Close call.
It is a close call. Apparently, it's the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Wait, it's not like the brotherly shove from the one.
Huh. I feel like a Statue of Liberty size asteroid. I feel like we could take that out with a couple of shotguns.
Not moving at like a zillion miles an hour.
I feel like we can get it, dude. I'm not worried about it.
It's too late to stop it.
It's too late to stop it?
That thing's gonna
they said it was too late to stop it already.
That's ridiculous. You know what? Bruce Willis got it done in an hour and a half. What do you mean?
Yeah, let's face this off a movie.
Wait, but they didn't survive.
Okay. Well, he didn't survive, but we survived.
Cletus, get your shotgun. There goes a meteor coming.
That's through. A confounded asteroid. So
why don't they send something up there and shoot it?
That's what I'm saying.
He said it. People are saying it's too late. It's too late.
Do you know this?
It's 100 million miles away.
It sounds lazy to me.
You know this administration.
I don't know. I'm just relying information that I heard myself.
Yeah. What about Space Force?
I'm telling you, this administration.
Or SpaceX. Isn't that what SpaceX is supposed to do?
Exactly. We're gonna go up there and we'll blow it up. You know that's exactly what's gonna happen.
Hey.
What?
Dave South. What are we doing, dude?
Well, that's all the time we have.
I don't think y'all understand. I don't think y'all understand. This is what I'm having a hard time. If it's 100 million miles away, it's going to take 6 years to get here.
Yep.
That means you got 6 years to think, design a plan to stop that thing or move it to somewhere else, and there's nothing.
What kind of damage can a Statue of Liberty size asteroid do? Like, does that destroy us, or is that just taken out? Is that like a dent?
See, I don't think it's as much as what it can do if it hits land. If it hits the ocean, it may imbalance things. And now we have like six.
It's hitting Earth 2032.
It sounds like an asteroid's about to hit JFix.
That's
blank.
In 8 years. So
excuse me. Well, those landscapers, they have great timing.
Something told you. If somebody said to you, in 8 years, this is going to happen, and it was a fact, you're telling me you can't do nothing to avoid
I that? Definitely could come up with an idea in 8 years. Just give me a grant, and I'll come up with an idea in 8 years.
I'm sure by commercial.
Apparently now it has a rough 3% chance of striking our planet.
Your
probability ever assigned.
Here's the deal. NASA. Here's the deal. Your plans can involve Cletus and Junebug.
Just give me a grant and I'll figure it out. Give me 8 years. I got an idea.
8 years, two shotguns.
Oh, so it's a city killer.
A city killer? What kind of city, though? I got a couple cities I can get rid of.
Well, we got to take a break. That's Rats Off a Ship. You guys ruined it with the Jimmy Butler conversation.
You ruined it.
Did he? All right.
Back after this.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.